Concrete Rose, Chapter 10. A week ago, I sat in the street with Dre as he stared at nothing at all. The Wyatts rushed outside first. Mrs. Wyatt called 911. Mr. Wyatt tried to get me to let Dre go. I wouldn't. Couldn't. I held him until the ambulance came. The paramedics didn't try to save him. It's like they took one look at him and gave up. I cussed them out. Swore I'd kick their asses if they didn't do their job. See, they don't know my cousin like I do. He's a fighter, man. I don't give a damn that a bullet was in his head. He would have come back. He would have. They put a white sheet over him and left him in the street. He wasn't a person no more. He was a crime scene. The cops found bus stop Tony in the area and questioned him. They don't think he did it. Tony not the type to rob or kill, no way. Keisha said she heard a guy tell Dre to hand over his shit. Dre's wallet, his watch and his drug stash all missing. We only know the drug's gone because the cops definitely would have mentioned if they found them in his car. They think it was a random robbery. I don't. When a king lord gets killed, chances are it was a GD. I remember the one who told me my cousin better watch his back. Now Ant got a target on his. I swear if he did this, I'm going to kill him. What? I'm supposed to let this slide? Dre was my family. My blood. Whoever killed him is asking for it. The world got some nerve going on without him. People laughing and dreaming when Dre can't. That made me not wanna. I didn't go to school or work this week. Ma didn't make me go, and Mr. Wyatt told me to take as many days as I need. My thing is, what's the point of any of that now? One of the most important people in my life getting lowered into a grave today. A fucking grave in the cemetery near the interstate, like he wasn't somebody's son, somebody's daddy, fiancé, nephew, cousin, big brother, my big brother. Pops told me the other day that grief's something we all got to carry. I never understood that till now. Feel like I got a boulder on my back. It weighed down my whole body and I've been wanting to cry out to make the pain go away. Men ain't supposed to cry. We're supposed to be strong enough to carry our boulders and everybody else's. What I look like crying when Aunt Nita cry all the time? I got to wipe her tears. Ma cry almost as much and I got to be there for her. Uncle Ray always snapping on folks and I take whatever he dish out. Keisha walk around looking like a zombie. I make sure she eat. Andriana asks for her daddy all the time. She don't get that he gone. I fly her around like an airplane like he used to do. I never can get her to laugh like he could. I'm taking care of all them plus my son. Ain't got time to grieve. Today I got to be real strong for the fam. Dre's funeral in a couple of hours. Mrs. Wyatt came earlier and took Seven next door. Funeral's not good for babies and babies not good for funerals. Ma peek in my room as I button up my dress shirt. She got on her black dress and some house shoes. She always wait to put on her heels. You ready, baby? The limo will be at your aunt's soon and I want us to ride with the family. Almost. Got to put on my tie. She come in my room. Let me do it. You've gotten so grown, I don't get to do much for you these days. You're more than welcome to change Seven's diapers. Ma chuckles. I'll gladly leave those to you. She stand on her tiptoes and drape my tie around my neck. I've towered over Ma for a while now, yet I always feel like a little boy when she in front of me. Grandma's handle hugs, kisses and cuddles. I spoil him. You clean him up. That's a deal. I smile a little. You got the spoiling part down pat. Hey, your granny was the same way with you. Would spoil you now if I let her. She used to get you the cutest little outfits. My stinky bub was always sharp. Ma, I groan as she laughs. You gotta drop that nickname for real. She brushed her fingers through my fro. I took my cornrows down the other day and let my hair do whatever it want. It don't matter how old you get. You'll always be my stinker butt. Her lips start to tremble, breaking her smile, and tears build in her eyes. I keep thinking of that night. We could be burying you today. Mrs. Wyatt paged Ma after she called 911 and Ma rushed straight home. Cops and people crowded our street and she had to park a few blocks away. Ma ran toward our house, screaming my name. She hugged me like she'd never let go. I wiped her cheeks. Ma's tears, the worst things to ever exist. It's okay, Ma. I'm all right. No, you're not. You haven't cried since it happened, baby. The boulder feel heavier. I straighten up. Don't worry about me. All I do is worry about you. We stand here for a moment and she won't let my eyes look at nothing but hers. That boulder ain't trying to break me. Ma is. I can't break, man. I can't. I kiss the top of her head. I'm okay, Ma. Maverick, come on. I take her hand. We've got to go if we want to ride with the family. I was at Dre's funeral, but I wasn't. I zoned out for most of it. I only remember bits and pieces. Dre lay in the coffin in a suit he should have gotten married in. Aunt Nita wailed so loud she screamed. Ma and Granny tried to calm her down, but they were crying too. Keisha almost passed out. Somebody took Andreanna outside so she wouldn't have to see it all. The whole set was posted up in the back of the church. King Lords stand during funerals so the family can have the seats. That's the rules. Everybody had on their grey and black or T-shirts with Dre on them. King nodded at me as the family marched in, his way of telling me to keep my head up. He checked on me a lot this week. Sean got choked up as he spoke at the funeral. Folks in the pews told him, "It's okay, baby, and take your time." And that helped him finish. Then the pastor did the eulogy, I think. That's what happens at funerals, right? After that, all I remember is the coffin lowering into the ground, taking Dre with it. We're in the church basement now for the repast. There's fried chicken and side dishes lined upon a table, buffet style. Granny fixed me a plate. She say I don't got enough meat on my bones, but I'm just sitting here, pushing the green beans around in the mashed potatoes. The whole family down here, including all my great aunts and uncles and cousins. Granny come from a big family. Ma over in a corner talking to some of them. Mo right beside her, holding her hand for support. Aunt Nita and Uncle Ray sit with the pastor. Andreanna laugh and play with some of our little cousins like they ain't at a repast for her daddy's funeral. Kids lucky that way. I rest my head back and close my eyes. We're supposed to be spending time together as a family. Meanwhile, Dre in the ground by himself. Hey. I look up as Mo sit beside me. Granny call her that big bone brown gal. She a nurse at some doctor's office downtown. When I met her, she brought me a Tupac CD. We've been cool ever since. How you holding up, baby boy? I'm all right. Is Ma okay? She's holding up. I'm just trying to be there for her. I'm glad she got you for a friend. I mean that. Ma could be stressed over bills or something with Pops. Once she and Mo hang out, is she all good again? Mo gave me a small smile. I'm glad I can be there for her. You too if you want. You're all a package deal. I'm good long as Ma good. I loosen my collar. Either I'm hot or this room cramped as hell. I'd be better once this repast over. Mo glance back at Ma, then look at me. I tell you what, why don't you get out of here for a bit? I'll let Faye know. I sit up. For real? Yeah. Not like you're doing anything besides making a mountain over those mashed potatoes. Mo smirks. Pops will understand. Faye will understand. I'm sure Dre would too. My throat tightens. Yeah, right. Mo squeezes my shoulder. I push away from the table and head upstairs. The weather shouldn't be as nice as it is today. The air got the kind of coolness that mean the state fair coming. Me and Dre would always hit up Midnight Madness. It's first Saturday of the fair, and from 9 until closing, you can get on as many rides as you want for $15. They'd basically have to kick us out. Almost everything made me think of him. A bunch of big homies stand around Sean's silver Benz in the church parking lot. They helped a lot this week. Paid for the funeral, brought food for the family, checked on us constantly. They also bought my suit and shoes so I'd have something nice to wear to the funeral. After being so busy with work and my son, it felt good to know I'm still one of them. Sean on the hood of his car with a 40 ounce in hand. Dark shades hide his eyes. He holds his palm out to me. I slap it and let him pull me into a hug. Then he gives me the 40 ounce. I pour out a little liquor for Dre and take a swig myself. Sean take the bottle back. You're too young for more than that. Dre would have got on me for letting you take that little sip. I almost smile. It was a pain in the ass. The biggest pain. Sean bow his head. They really eulogised our brother today, Mav. It was a beautiful service, though, Peanut says. Had me on some introspectfulness. Know what I'm saying? Hell no, I don't know. I doubt this fool ever picked up a dictionary in his life. Beautiful or not, this shit shouldn't have gone down, Sean says. I'm telling you, Mav, when I found out who did this, they are good as dead. I'm with him 1,000% on that. You know anything yet? We're pretty sure it was the GDs. Hard to say which one, since Dre ain't had beef with none of them. That's not true. Dre did have beef with one. All the homies seem to be listening now. Sean sit forward. What? With who? This dude named Ant. I see his short ass real clear. Ant? Sean say it as if he trying to place it. He a little light-skinned kid? Yeah, he go to my school. He stepped to me on first day and said Dre better stop coming to the East to raise for money. Now a few weeks later, Dre dead. That ain't no coincidence, Sean. It could be, though, Sean says. We'll look into it before we make a move. Whoever did it, I'll handle them myself. You got my word. He holds his palm out for me. Fact is, the fan won't ever ask the police to solve Dre's murder. Not like the cops care, no way. Ma, Aunt Nita and Uncle Ray will never say this out loud because it ain't something you want to admit and street shit shouldn't be discussed, no way. But our family being King Lord, connected enough to know this one for the set to handle. That's where they're wrong. Nah, I need to handle this. Sean lowered his hand. Whoa, hold up, little... Nah, man, Dre was my blood. I can't let nobody get away with killing my family. Look, I'm mad as hell that Dre gone too, Sean says, but I ain't letting my homie's little cousin get caught up. This don't concern you no more. Like hell it don't. I'm not making a suggestion, little dumb. All eyes on us, and I swear a couple of the big homies smirk. My nostrils flare. If I was anybody else, it would be no question that I should handle my cousin's killer. But I'm little Don, the dude who weak compared to his pops. You don't think I can do it, do you? Sean lifted his shades, revealing two teardrops tatted under his eye for two people he killed. You ever shot somebody, little Don? I feel myself shrink. Fact is, I never even pulled a trigger. No. You got a gun? I can get one. I said, do you got a gun? I clenched my jaw. No. Sean pulled his shades back down. I thought so. We'll handle it. Weak, Peanut says behind a fake cough. The big homies smirk. I'm nothing but a joke to them. I stormed toward the church. I found Dre with bullets in his head. The least Sean could do is let me handle the dude who killed him. But nah, I'm just a little kid who can't live up to his pop's name. I'm going to prove all them fools wrong one day. Believe that. I barely watch where I'm going, and I almost walk dead into somebody. My bad. Mav? It's the sweetest voice I know. Lisa got her braids in a bun and wearing a black dress. After what I did to her, she's still come to my cousin's funeral and repast. I was looking for you, she says. Mo told me you came outside and... Are you okay? Yeah, I'm straight. Lisa studied me real hard. I got a feeling she ain't buying that. You want to go for a walk? I nod. Lisa take my hand into hers and I let her lead me away from the church.